This is the blog titled Journey Back to Source and is read by Diaz Richards. The power to live a grander version of the greatest vision of you lies within you now. Come with me now on a journey back to Source to reconnect to your true essence, to be reminded of some powerful truths about who you are at the core, but which you have forgot. On this journey, you're going to have your cellular memory expanded, stretched, and pushed outside of your comfort zone so as to trigger your awareness about the real you, enabling you to consciously take hold of the rudder of your ship and to sail it through the rough waters of your daily life. You see, you are not from planet Earth, and that is your reality. Even if it blows your mind somewhat as you read this blog, it is your truth. Don't, however, allow fear of the unknown to keep you in the dark anymore. I encourage you, therefore, to keep reading this very blog. It has found you for a greater reason. You are worth it. Before you can start your journey back to Source like any other, you must put in place a plan to first decide where you are now so as you can effectively charter your course to determine how and which path you are going to take to reach your destination. With this planning, you afford yourself a greater assurance to take claim of your birthright, which sits in wait for you along the way. One vital aspect of this reconnaissance and planning exercise is for you to come to grips with the fundamental truth about you, which is, you are not from here. Your origin is off planet. You are an all-powerful, multi-dimensional, omnipotent being created by God or Allah. It doesn't matter what name you choose to give to that creative force. And as such, you have the same powers as a God lying dormant inside you now. In your essence as a God, you are everything, will be and have been everything and know everything. So the most powerful gift which you as a God can give to yourself is to impose a temporary block on your godly attribute so that you can experience life without such powers. But what's the aim of all this, I hear you ask? So that you will one day, via the process of reincarnation, be able to wake up and to embrace those godly powers once again. What a beautiful gift that would be. So you, the three-dimensional aspect of your God essence who is now reading this blog, is the direct result of this plan. A conscious decision you made in a higher plane of existence. As that multi-dimensional, omnipotent version of you, a God, therefore, a very small portion of you has chosen to manifest on planet Earth in order to play a game. This game is one of forgetfulness, where you have deliberately erected veils and barriers over your magnificence, lowering your status in order to fit into and to conform to the rules of this three-dimensional playground, the school called Planet Earth or Mother Gaia. whilst here in your veiled mode of existence, and via the process of reincarnation, you are to experience a gradual reawakening to claim and to reconnect to your true essence, melding once again with your natural, omnipotent, and all-powerful nature. Journey back to Source is therefore geared towards helping humanity to trigger our individual cellular memory to start breaking down those barriers and piercing through the veils which we have so carefully built to shift our mindset and propel us on our way once more to command a grander version of our respective greatest vision of us. This, as we each continue to commit to doing the work on ourselves, will lead us to the rediscovery of the God essence inside via the conduit of activating our DNA, deoxyribonucleic acid, and working with the chakras of our body. We are able to gradually move closer to the rediscovery of who and what we are at the core. There are essentially four fundamental steps to be considered on this journey, and they are: 1. Awareness. 2. Self-realization. 3. Soul journey. And 4. Source. Awareness. This is the very first and vital stage which must take place before you start your journey, and is where you plan and prepare for the road ahead. As the saying goes, he who fails to prepare prepares himself to fail. Since we are not in the mindset of failure, especially with regards to this unique and wonderful opportunity to reconnect with our true essence, ample time will be spent on this first stage. Here, during this planning phase, you establish and determine your point A, which represents the very best qualities of your existing personality trait, which you wish to take with you on your journey, whilst leaving behind anything which are of no use or benefit to you in your aim to reach point B, your destination. Self-realization. This is where you actually start your journey, working on triggering the cellular memory, chipping away at the veils and barriers. Here, you are trained in the art of consciously reconnecting with the chakras or the energy centers of your body. It is at this stage that you also learn how your energy centers are interlinked with DNA and the cells of your body. In addition to this, you begin to see, as more and more of the barriers begin to break away, how you are actually the one to create the life you currently live. From this knowledge, you start taking back your powers, aspiring to live more consciously and becoming more mindful of the verbal messages and thought forms you choose to harbor in your moment-to-moment existence. At the same time, you practice letting go of ego and fear-based mentalities which are hindrances to your claiming your birthright of the gradual merging with your true essence. Soul journey. This is the phase on the journey where you begin to see how you and others living in the particular place or country directly influence the societal norms simply by the belief system and mindset of the group. As opposed to taking the stance of being the victim of society, you start working individually and collectively to positively influence your surroundings from the premise that you are no longer the three-dimensional being you were once schooled to believing you were. By now, you and others in the society who have also chosen to wake up to the rediscovery of who they are at the core will be living from the perspective of partially unveiled awareness, who can now better understand that individually you are at the core indelibly and energetically connected one with the other. You now know and accept that when the group comes together with one aim and goal via the conduit of the auric or electromagnetic field created by the group consciousness, fundamental and at times miraculous changes and shifts are created in order to benefit the society as a whole. The maxim here, whatever is created to benefit the whole, all pieces and parts of that whole also reap such benefits. At this stage, conscious connection with the higher self of each member of the group is made with their ability to now see and understand that the God which you are at the core is also the same as those around you. I am you, and you me will be the aptly chosen mantra at this phase of the journey. This phase would also allow connection to the many other sources of help available to you during the more advanced phase of the overall journey back to Source. Source. This, the fourth stage of the journey, though not the final, bearing in mind that there is never an end when it comes to self-development and growth as the spiritually enlightened being you are. It is, however, where the overall program takes you, as from here, you will be sufficiently awakened to remembering aspects of your true essence, so now have the powers at your fingertips to hereinafter determine your next step on your never-ending journey to self-development and enlightenment. The questions faced at this stage of the journey is, how are you to now maintain connection with the new and gradually unveiled portions of you which have come to the surface to serve you in the now moment, and also to determine what life are you choosing to create for yourself and the society in which you live using these newly rediscovered powers which once lay untapped and now being harnessed to serve you and your life's purpose? Would you choose to ascend to other dimension or to create your own civilization? These are, however, in the more advanced section of the overall journey, but from here, the choices are interminable. The time may have indeed come for you to step into your innate powers. This blog has found you as a sign that maybe you have contemplated taking this leap. If this speaks true for your quest, may your journey be one of bliss as you gradually meld once more to your magnificence, your true essence, and birthright.